This is LI in the AM with Jay Oliver. News, traffic, weather, and more. 1039 LI News Radio.
It is time for the Craig James Financial Report with our man, Craig Ferrantino, certified wealth strategist beyond, president of the Craig James Financial Services. He's been in the business 3 decades plus. Best in the business, as far as I'm concerned. You can check it out on the website, longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. The aforementioned Craig Ferrantino. Not in his usual spot, but, you know, be it somebody better than me to cheat the audience out of a financial report. I don't do those types of things. And thus had summoned, or at least requested, Craig come on the show today, and he's nice enough to do that. And we say a very good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Jay. How are you? Good to hear you.
It is great to have you on, my friend. 86 points at the close down on Friday. I believe we were around 6 down at the close. You had about 5 days of gains. A nice little ride there before a little bit of a dip, huh?
Yeah, actually, stocks, it feels like a new year, a new mood. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of like December just kept feeding on itself, and the markets just kept going down, and as soon as the new year broke, it really was the stocks had actually finished higher for the third straight week, and really the ones like the small cap and international markets outperforming the rest of the indexes. So that's pretty interesting. It's a new year, a new mood, and the market has shown a sunnier disposition of late. We haven't seen the last of the market's mood swings, I'm sure. We're just in January. But I think that this sort of provides us a catalyst of having a very good 2019, or at least a good start to 2019. And like you said, the markets were up. They're actually up 10% from their all-time lows, which hit in December. So it's a nice recovery over the last 3 weeks. The Dow is at 23,800 or so, when you look at all the indexes, the across the board here, the S&P is at 2582. There's really 1.3% it added for the week. The Dow added about 1.6% for the week. And you start to look at some of these other, like the small cap index added 2.24%, and the mid cap added about 3% just for the week. So that's a nice rise. You know, some people could take them a year to get 3%, and there they are. They got it in 5 days. Another area to look at I thought was interesting, which this is as soon as it gets very cold in the Northeast, oil has been at a very low price, but doing this a long time, the first cold snap and maybe the first few winter weather storms, you start to see the demand for oil increase, and so obviously the price of oil has gone up. So I think that those are some very strong indicators. And when you look at it, he says, what do we have for this week? What's the exciting? What's new? What's shaking? What's an area to look at? Well, again, some of these, energy is certainly a market to be looking at in terms of good quality, safe stocks that have been beaten up. And there's a couple other indexes out there as well that I think the international certainly had a very rough year last year. Emerging markets just has a rough year last year. So, the old adage in our industry is you want to buy low and you want to sell high. And so we have some pretty good fertile ground for doing some picking and some sectors that look very interesting. So it's a good time to maybe start to step in, get your feet in the water a little bit.
No question. Craig Ferrantino with us. Craig James Financial Report here on a Tuesday. Now, listen, you're still involved with this shutdown. We're in our fourth week. I know that the air traffic controllers haven't been paid since, December 22nd. Union, I was reading yesterday, suing the federal government. So, you got a lot of lawsuits going here. National Treasurer Employees Union, the American Federation of Government Employees also launching suits. Nonetheless, you know, the beat goes on. We said it for quite some time here. The market has been stingy outside of last week. A little bit of a ride there on the positive side of things. But nonetheless, you know, 800,000 people, you know, heading to work. Many not finding other jobs there. That certainly is in the equation of a good economy and everything else. Concerns or anything else as far as being put into the equation of a solid journey here on the side of economics, Greg?
Yeah, if your question is, do I think the government shutdown is going to have an impact on the markets, I don't think in the short term, you know, we're talking about a couple hundred thousand employees here, that does have an effect, but the country's, you know, got 360 million people, so it does get a lot of airtime, certainly on TV as part of posturing. But I think that this is, you know, if the government's not spending money, I know that they're all going to get paid, you know, when they get back to work. And that's the deal you get when you have a government job. I have some friends in there, and they're happy to have a few weeks off. But, you know, that's the deal that you get when you sign up for the government. I wish if I was not in my job for 3 or 4 weeks that I would get paid irrespective, you know, and that doesn't happen. So, but that being said, it's feeling the pain of a lot of people who are sitting in, and maybe they're spending less, those government workers, and so that would affect the economy. So we're looking at this in total, but from an economic and markets point of view, provided that nothing, you know, some of the reports that we're getting, like consumer spending, some of the government-issued reports are probably not going to come out, so that's going to have an effect eventually. But from our perspective, you know, the fact that the government isn't spending right now is could be a good thing. It's not a good way to look at it, of course, but it's only a small part of the government that's shut down. So that being said, you know, it does throw something into the mix. I think there's two other things that are going to throw things into the mix of the markets. We have this Brexit deal that's going to may pop in the next day or two. I mean, we'll see how Theresa May gets support for her ideas. It's sort of a soft Brexit, and there's some hardliners against her there. And so, but that affects the whole European markets, and I'm watching that very, very closely, and I'm a little concerned. And the other half of that is still the China talks. Supposedly, U.S. and China have been talking in Beijing last week, and some positive comments came out on Friday, and the president said some positive comments yesterday on TV on his way to his helicopter, and so we're all listening very carefully just for signs of encouraging news, and it looks like things are happening. The Chinese did report that they're sitting on some big surpluses now because we're not buying as much, and so they end up with a lot of inventory, and their goods are pretty cheap as it is, so we may get to see some of that. They knew that these tariffs were coming, and so they started to slow up a little bit, and I think that's affecting their economy. And so when they get hurt, they're trying to do something to ameliorate the pain to their markets. And so it's all in this big mixing bowl here of what could potentially be an issue. But certainly Brexit and China talks are my two biggest guys, and then not as big, but there is the government shutdown.
Greg, before we let you go, let me throw this at you. There was a survey taken, I think, from Bankrate, and many who don't see their financials improving, talking about 12% think their situations will worsen, 44% expect things to kind of stay the same, and about half of those who see their finances getting worse blame, of course, political leaders in the nation's capital. And despite the overall pessimism that the survey found, millennials were generally upbeat. I think 59% saying they expect their finances will get somewhat or much better here in 2019, but kind of a gloomy picture through most as far as Americans, as far as how they see their finances coming into play. Of course, you know, you see some of the trends, the shutdown, everything else. You have the tax laws coming into play. You know, there's a lot going on here.
Well, we haven't seen the effect of the tax laws because you can't even submit your tax return until next week. So people haven't actually seen the effect of the tax laws yet. I think the majority of the people will be getting some sort of cut, and so that may put more money in their pockets. That said, there's always in times of prosperity, there's always people who feel they're not doing well enough, or maybe they're not in the markets. And so, you know, it's hard to look at a survey like that and really, you know, make some honest policy changes. The fact is that people, when I do talks and things like that in public places, there's a lot of people who haven't started yet, and they really, or they had different priorities. They may have, they may be paying off credit card bills and things like that, so which they just haven't gotten spending in check. In other instances, people have big student loans, and so their priority is to pay those down. And so you get, you know, in the financial planning side of things, it's just important to know that your priorities are, you know, pay yourself first and then other people come next. So you want to start saving and get some assets under your name on that side of the equation and make sure that you do that at a young age, you'll be in much better shape. I mean, I've spoken to doctors literally with $200,000, you know, they're just getting started and their first job is like $90,000 a year, and but they have $200,000 in student debt for medical school, and they asked me, should I just pay down my student debt? And I said, you know, I think you should start building up some assets as well. Certainly pay the minimum on the debt, but if you go in to apply for an apartment or something, these people want to see some assets in your name, and so you have to, you know, it's a struggle between figuring out the two of them, but we all know that, you know, new doctors have debt, so you want to make sure that the people are really, really have a priority to take care of themselves and start to build some assets, whether it's in a couple of investments, a couple of stocks here and there, or it's anything else that, you know, just having a good cash emergency fund in the bank, some CDs, or, you know, even like a whole life policy, which counts as an asset where you're building up a lot of cash that gets tax-free income. So something like that would help and certainly show the co-op board or wherever you're going that you have some assets as well. Yeah, we all know you have debt because that's the whole thing. But the idea is to pay yourself first. That's my opinion anyway. Some people could argue just pay down the debt. If the debt's at a low rate, like a lot of the doctors have, then it might be better to start building up some assets. So it is a struggle, and some people just don't, you know, they're not always get the most the best advice, and so they do feel the pinch no matter what.
No question. Big day. We're going to look at the Brexit deal, D-Day, of course. Lawmakers in the UK to vote later on the Prime Minister's deal that was negotiated with the European Union. And if it passes, it's the last big hurdle before the UK actually leaves the Union. That'll be in March. Now, if it fails, well, no one really knows what will happen, but we'll see what happens. Many think it will fail, possibly by more than 100 votes. So we'll keep an eye on that. Big turn of events here, Craig.
Yes, I know. And, you know, I just listened to you, and I was like, my God, this guy's going from a famous star like Ashley Judd to Craig Ferrantino. I mean, this is just unbelievable, Jay. I mean, you know, from movie stars to, you know, really, you know, I feel like I'm right in there with everybody else. I'm sure I'm just a small little penny on a large world in your life. But this is great. I'm glad to have the opportunity to talk to you every week. That was a good interview, by the way.
Thank you. By the way, not true. If you could only know how many calls, I'm not kidding when I say this, how many calls I fielded last week and want to know what you said week prior as far as the market. I mean, your information resonates, my friend, and so many people have, you know, they're interested in the market, and they're you know, kind of uplifted a bit by your reports. I mean, let's face it. You resonate. You resonate like an Ashley Judd. Don't sell yourself. Listen, you can listen to Craig every Monday morning, but not to cheat the audience. We wanted him today only because we didn't pay the optimum bill. But in any case, it's always great to have you. Check it out, the website. Great website, ladies and gentlemen. Long Island Investment Advisors.com. We'll speak to you in a couple of days, my friend.
Thank you. Okay, Jay, have a good week.